Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny A. Show.
What the Hell News will fire through real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, have you ever had a dick at your door?
Oh, what's that?
Boy.
Richard?
Sorry?
What? Richard!
Like a guy that's just not nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Bad person.
And look at his dick.
Yeah.
Like stupid Scott Valdez.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I've had the other thing. Turns out it was just me knocking at my own door.
There you go.
Ugh.
Who can it
Sorry.
Be? Okay, that was bad. $25,000 a month.
Sold.
What would you do for that kind of money?
Oh, would I do? What would I not do?
Yeah, I would kill everybody,
that
have sex with everybody,
shorter,
whatever
yeah.
you want. Or both. I don't care.
$25,000 a month.
It's a lot of money. I mean, I'm not good at math, but that's got at least $250,000 a year, right?
It's lots of zeros.
Oh.
A little more than that.
Yeah, more. 12 months. But
I don't know.
Add 50.
$275,000 a year?
There you go. There you go.
Nice.
I have a degree in art.
I can't count paint. Adam is a man that is a founder of D at Your Door, an e-commerce shop for prank chocolate D's. Yeah, little chocolate penises. What started out as a joke quickly became a viable business with real opportunity. Getting viral on social networks and news platforms. He has so many people wanting D's on people's doors. Now they're offering people jobs. And you can make up to $25,000 a month, apparently.
Could be a D delivery boy.
Yeah.
Or a girl.
Just slinging those chocolate D's all over town. Yeah. I mean, how many D's do you have to deliver for $25,000, though?
Now, are these D's, like, molded after, like, actual people's D's, or are they just, like, chocolate D's?
No, they're just, I think they're just little crafted D's.
A bunch of tiny D's or one big D?
One chocolate D, and you open up the box. It comes in a little box, and then on the box it says, eat a D.
D in a box. That's a thing.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoever created this, oh, the guy Adam, he deserves to be filthy rich.
Do they have multiple flavors? Is there a butterscotch?
Look,
you know,
I'm not a goddamn fan of the site. It's the first time I've heard
wondering.
About it.
It's
not
like
I'm not eating these D's all the time.
White chocolate, perhaps?
Then which one would you eat first?
Oh, I'm definitely going dark chocolate all
the
way.
Yeah, the bigger the better.
That's right.
I wonder if the chocolate ones are bigger than the vanilla ones.
I would hope so.
They probably have a banana cream one that's really small.
I wonder if anybody's put like a white and a dark one in their mouth at the same time. I wonder if that was ever a thing. Because I would do that. Like right here in the studio. In front of everybody. Dead air's not good. It's dead air.
It's pretty cool, Ryan.
Yep.
Wow.
I do that too.
She's waiting for it.
Oh, boy. You know, it'd be cool if you got a bunch of Asian dudes to feed you these chocolate D's in a circle around you.
Of course.
Yeah.
That'd See how fun. Many you can fit in your mouth at one time.
That's fun.
That's a lot of
tiny. Fat
funny.
Yeah.
Fat funny.
One's all you need. You don't need more than one.
Start
a little greedy.
Start with one. Palm Bay. Right here in beautiful Florida. Man, 88 years old, is accused of fighting back against a raccoon that kept eating his mangoes. Man, you got a mango tree, right, Will?
Yes, I do.
When you get mad at some damn raccoons, we're battling you for your own mangoes.
Ish.
I love how. I mean, wouldn't you just run out on your back
no,
porch?
No, I wouldn't. I'd let him do it.
No. Wouldn't you be like, hey, you goddamn raccoons need to get off my mangoes.
No, I'd say just, you know, take what you need. Don't take any more. Let me have some of those mangoes, please. And go about your business and enjoy your civil rights. That's what I would say. No funny stuff. I'll tell you that much. You okay? What are you laughing about? I don't understand.
I can't breathe. Oh, God damn it.
All right.
Yeah.
Protect the raccoons. That's all I can tell you.
They're a beautiful, yes. Beautiful creature.
They are.
Sure are.
God damn
mangoes,
it.
Though.
Okay. Well, here comes a segue.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
What are you talking about? It's all good.
Al Sharpton was in the news.
Why is that a segue?
Oh, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I went away from the other segue.
I see. Gotcha.
I'm just getting a dumb button a few times, too. I'm in too bad of health to laugh nowadays. Yeah. This is bad.
I want that. What did Al Sharpton do?
I didn't even know raccoons ate mangoes.
We don't need to go back to that.
I'm just wondering.
What happened to Al Sharpton?
Al Sharpton, I guess he has a segment on MSNBC.
Yeah.
We've talked about how I know how I feel about Al Sharpton. I think he's a hey, look at me guy. Mm-hmm. He just wants to have his face out there. I don't really think that he cares as much as he says he does about the things that he says he cares about.
Great orator, though. Great speaker, a pastor.
Not really.
Oh, what happened?
Well, he was speaking on MSNBC. And
we're talking about female canines. You know,
he's talking about President Trump. You know, it's MSNBC. You know, he's getting his point out there, but he brings up Amorosa, and he links her into a reference about the late Aretha Franklin.
What they say about payback, it's a real, well, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin.
I mean, what words would Aretha Franklin say, his late friend?
I'm assuming it's going back to one of her hits, perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe something that she's known for.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
What does that spell?
Hold on.
Sorry about that?
You know, I have her whole catalog. I don't remember that one. Hold on.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
I don't know. Maybe it...
That was the hidden track.
E-S-P-I-C-T.
Okay.
The next time. You get a black woman.
Hold on. I thought maybe he did it on purpose and he was going to laugh. Come on, right?
Vowels can be confusing.
Yeah, it's A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y.
I've heard he's terrible at reading the teleprompter. He's a great, you know, off-the-cuff speaker, but not so good when it comes to the old teleprompter.
Everybody knows the song.
I don't. You know what, though?
The next time you get a black woman and a beagle confused.
A beagle?
Remember this. I got you.
Is that a threat?
Yeah, I guess
I don't
so.
No. You think Donald Trump's scared of Al Sharpton?
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Oh, Lord.
And the next
See, you know what? That pause there, he knew he screwed up. And he should have just admitted
Everybody
it.
Everybody knows the song. Everybody, people that don't know English know the song.
That's a, what do you call it, exclamation point on there. And he blew it. He blew his whole spiel that he's been working up to. What an idiot.
Yeah.
He is a dotard and can screw off.
I agree.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.